Ladies and gentlemen, all ages, welcome to the PYT Podcast, alongside my co-host, Virgil Holmes, and the most beautiful lady of all, Nikki Monroe. We're here to celebrate the two-belt champ, Playboy Double H and PYT. Doesn't this look so beautiful right here? Two belts. We told you all that in 2025 was the year of PYT, and here we are proving the facts yet again. Ladies and gentlemen, yours truly, Playboy Double H, the IWA heavyweight champion, and the newly crowned NGW heavyweight champion. We're unstoppable, aren't we, Virgil and Nikki? Tell them what you think. Tell them.
Go ahead, Nikki Monroe. I'll let you go first.
We're the best around.
You see, this belt's so heavy, I can't even hold it. You see, we were supposed to take over with the whole crew, but unfortunately, see, PYT is always working hard. And my boy Tobias, my boy Marco, and my boy Chris Cutler are all out training, getting better, preparing for their matches all over the world. So unfortunately, we've got us three, which is great because we are the founding fathers and mother of PYT. And ladies and gentlemen, we don't have to look at that idiot, Scott Crook. We don't have to look at the camera guy. You look at the three most beautiful faces in professional wrestling today, you get us. The ratings are about to go up because your true champion, the only man who's made both of these titles legitimate, Playboy Double H, and the man to my, I guess, my left on your screen, Virgil Holmes, the guy who's been by my side from thick and thin all the way capturing gold along my side, and the most beautiful lady to ever walk in front of me down that aisle, Nikki Monroe, right here alongside. See, we run the show around here, fellas. We do what we want. And remember, there's always one thing. It's always Scott's fault, okay? That idiot was there and saw us hit the 1-2-3. How sweet was it when I smashed Dexter Roswell's stupid skull into that mat, and then the most beautiful part of the whole entire night was to sit there, and Ricky Snooze had to watch me pin him 1-2-3. Oh, it was so beautiful. It was the most beautiful scene ever. The greatest night in PYT history, as we made history like we said we were going to do. 2025 was the year of PYT. So here we are. So you all ask, what's next? What is there to capture? What is there? What else is there to do for PYT? Well, we're taking over. It doesn't matter. It's for us to know and you to find out. So that's why we're on the podcast. We are the new NGW podcast team. We are taking over like we took over NGW, like we've taken over IWA the last year. Ladies and gentlemen, PYT is going absolutely nowhere. Now, since I have both titles, my shoulders are pretty heavy. So as you all can see, two-belt champ, Playboy Double H, we'll set them alongside. And we're going to just celebrate the victory of NGW tonight. You see, there is absolutely no one in that locker room that even stands a chance to take this belt off of me. When you've got Virgil Holmes, Nikki Monroe, Tobias Storm, Marco Hendricks, Chris Cutler. We're unstoppable. We are truly unstoppable. And who knows? We might actually, Tobias may get his Lightning Division title back. Hell, Cutler or Marco could go for the tag belts. And PYT will hold it all. We'll hold all every piece of gold that NGW has to offer. Why? Because we just can. That's what we can do. And see, when you're managed by two of the greatest of all time, with the previous leadership from my father, rest his soul, has passed on his knowledge to these two, and they've led me to many victories in professional wrestling. And it's not stopping here. Because now that I'm on top of the world, what else is there to do but to sit back and relax and only show up when I want to show up and do what I want to do because I'm the champ. And not that freaking Toots can do anything about it. She's lucky that Nikki hasn't slapped her across the ring yet, but it should be coming. I mean, Toots, what you got to say now to your champ? Huh, Phoenix? Absolutely nothing. So, go ahead. Let the fans celebrate with you, Nikki and Virgil. Tell them how great PYT is. Just tell them.
Go ahead, Virgil.
Well, you know, I mean, PYT's been fantastic from day one when we came into the business. I mean, Playboy's been all over the world, different federations, worked his way up to the top. I mean, what else can we do? I mean, we have done it all. I mean, there's still more belts out there to get. I mean, you never know. I mean, there's the tag belts, the lightning belt. I mean, you just never know what PYT has up their sleeve. But I can tell you this, there ain't nobody that's going to stop the two belt champ.
Because, I mean, I've already proved it. I've beaten Ricky Snooze how many times?
Oh, man.
I can't even count on my hand. I smashed Dexter's head of the mat. He's not coming back. I mean, and then, but you know what actually got under my skin is Mr. Chris Cade coming back. You see, unfortunately here, I thought Tobias had it taken care of, but he wants to turn his back on his so-called friend Tobias. See, Tobias said that he had it all taken care of. He had the chance. But then once he clotheslined Tobias, that was it. And then those idiotic, stupid morons from Wrestling for the Cure want to try to say that I have to defend my championship. I was getting ready to say something about that. Yep, Timothy Gibbons, you are the biggest idiot moron that this wrestling business has ever seen. You know, years prior, I about smacked you out of that ring at Wrestling for a Cure a few years ago. And then you want to get up in my face and go to the office of whatever NGW calls themselves, the front office, and you think you can make me defend my NGW heavyweight champion, the newly crowned champion, defend his belt at Wrestling for a Cure? What a joke.
He was in my face all night last weekend.
Go ahead, Virgil.
I hope Timothy Gibbons is watching this because you know what, boy? When we come up there July 12th, me and you is going to have a problem. And I'm going to take care of it July 12th at Wrestling for a Cure. And then you're going to have your so-called chump champ step in the face of two-time champ. And I think Playboy has got a few things to say about that also. What do you think there, two champ?
That's even if I decide to go July the 12th. You see, I do what I want. When you're the champion and you run the show and you take over everything, you do what you want. It depends on my busy schedule. I've got people calling me left and right to be on their shows. I've got Fox Sports, ESPN. They're all calling me wanting interviews. My victory on Saturday night was bigger than WrestleMania itself. Mm-hmm. Jey Uso, who? Cody Rhodes, who? John Cena, you can't see him, but what you can see is Playboy Double H as two belt champ. See, ESPN is called, blowing up the phone, wants to make a big old video package of PYT and Playboy Double H. But you see, I'm so busy, my schedule with flights and interviews, newspapers, news stations calling me. I told ESPN, I don't need your money. I don't need the fame. I'm already there. I'm bigger than wrestling itself. And this proves it right here. Every company that I've stepped into, I've won the belt. What else is there to do but win belts, make history, smash people's heads in? And I've done it all. Hell, I could even make the bigger storyline and I could just walk away from the business as double champ. And then what will IWA do? They won't have a champion. What will NGW do? Absolutely nothing. Hell, Timothy Givens is even lucky. I don't even step into wrestling for a cure.
Hey, two champ, take Timothy his belt. Givens. Timothy Givens chimed in there, bub. Look at that.
This idiot says that he thinks I will be... Oh, get out. Timothy Givens, you're lucky I don't smack the snot out of your face, boy. See, I do what I
want. Ha ha, it worked! Hey, guess what, Playboy? You may be smart, but next time don't change the password who sucks now. So now I'm in charge of my show.
Get this
What the heck is this?
Here.
See, that's what happened.
This is PYT show.
No. This has never been PYT show. This was a typo.
No, this is PYT show. So you need to get your fat, ugly-looking self off our podcast.
Well, mute this idiot. Get this idiot off here. Yeah, mute him. Take his camera off. Do something. You don't interrupt the champion.
You do when you're in charge of the show.
You're not in charge. PYT's in charge. I'm single.
I got controls. And I can do whatever I want. Let's see what I can do here.
The only thing good about what you look like is you got the right hat on, buddy.
There he is. No, come on. I got us back in. See? It worked. I mean, they changed the name to Who Sucks Now, the password. So that was an easy one to figure out. So.
And that would be Scott. Scott sucks now. It's always your
fault,
Scott.
You know what? I do have to say you guys have been doing an absolutely wonderful job so far. Great kickoff to the show.
Excuse me, sir. Excuse me, sir. Did I say did we say you could talk yet?
Yeah, sucking up now.
First off, I want to tell you something. That Timothy Givens that's commented on here, you need to just delete his comment and tell him to piss off.
Yeah.
Because he's got something coming.
He can't control what I do. He's lucky I don't go on Wrestling for a Cure and take his heavyweight belt and end that stupid promotion. I'll go over there and take his belt and then end it all.
Well, it is in the contract. I mean, I don't know if you read the contract before you signed it.
Absolutely not. You can't. No, absolutely not. I wrestle on my terms. I wrestle when I want, where I want, and how I want. That was the agreement when I signed the contract, when I won the contract, and I carried it for almost a year, and I cashed in at the perfect time. I can't help that I'm just smarter than everybody else. And camera guy, suck up now. Don't suck up now.
Nah, I'm not sucking up. I'm just pointing out that you had a good strategy. You waited until the perfect moment because both men were down, and you sauntered right in and cashed in.
I mean, it's smart. It's intelligent.
Hey,
that's
Alex.
That's all we are.
Do you know that PYT always has something up their sleeve and nobody ever knows what's going to happen?
Oh, yeah. I've seen you guys in IWA, NGW, MMWA. You guys are all over the place.
Hey, Scott, can we go back a few months? Can you remind these people... Camera guy, can you remind these people what I told you when I was on here back before? What did I tell you 2025 was going to be?
You said
the year of PYT.
And what have
absolutely?
What have we proven? What else is there to prove in this company, in this industry? What else do we have to prove? 2025, I told you months ago, was going to be the year of PYT. And have we disappointed? Absolutely not.
No, you're certainly on the track for making that case because you have the IWA and NGW heavyweight championships, and you guys are poised to have the chance to capture the NGW tag team championships as well.
Hey, Alex, say that again. We have what? Say it again. Go ahead. Say it again.
Both the IWA and NGW heavyweight championships.
Who does?
And we'll
Who
have
does?
All of it.
PYT who? Does.
No, who?
Who?
Playboy Double H.
Oh, thank you.
There you go. Thank you.
You know what the best part of that was? That fat slob sitting next to you made the 1, 2, 3 count. Oh, it was so beautiful. And you know what else was so beautiful when I looked over and I looked right in Ricky's eyes as he counted the 1, 2, 3? Oh, it was so beautiful. It was so beautiful. It was bigger than WrestleMania itself. We're not going anywhere. We're going to have all the gold in any organization I step foot in. We're going to have it all. We're going to take it all. And there ain't nothing you can do about it, cameraman. There ain't nothing you can do about it, Scott. There's not anything Timothy Givens can do about it, or Phoenix Quinn, or anybody else in IWA.
There ain't nobody
going nowhere but to the top.
I wouldn't be too sure of that, Playboy.
Speaking of Timothy Givens,
you guys can talk a lot of smack on a computer screen.
Let me tell you something, boy.
Teenage girls do. Hey, see, here's the problem with you two. Shut up, stupid. I'm talking right now.
I don't care if you're talking or not. Here's the point with
you two morons, okay? Neither of you two could even speak proper on here. That's the first thing that comes to mind. Here's the second thing. Neither one of you three, and I'm going to include you up there right above me as well, neither one of you three reads contracts very well, do you? When this contract was even thought of, the gentleman all the way down at the other end and the man that I talked to over the weekend, we put a very thin, fine line inside that contract. If you two remember what happened to you guys last time you decided to pop off at the mouth and run your you-know-whats at my show, you didn't fare too well then either. You didn't fare too well this past weekend at NGW either. Oh, let me guess. That's right. You six people. Five people and a janitor to beat up two guys, and then you come out there and throw your little piece of paper in the ring, go, I want to cash in now because I didn't have to do any work. That's right. You didn't do any work.
Who are you calling a janitor, boy?
You let your five guys and one janitor beat up two guys.
Who are you calling a janitor, boy?
Shut up, stupid. I'm talking.
I don't care that you're talking.
What happened? You all got your butts whipped by one guy. One guy named Kane, and wrestling for a cure. You're gonna find out what happens when you get your ass whipped. There, I didn't say it. I spelled it, so I think you don't see there.
Get
your rear end whipped once again. So don't come onto a computer screen. Don't get all keyboard warriored up all over there, wherever you may be. Because, buddy, I'll tell you what. Come July, you two could go ahead and step your two little booty boots right up next to me. Get nose to nose and we'll have a conversation because it won't take six people. There's one of me. I don't give a crap if there's two of you. There's one of me and I got lots of backup if I need it, but I'm not going to need it.
There's no one I'm wrestling for a cure. I'll back you up, you idiot. I don't go into your stupid cubby and take your belt and ruin that damn place.
You see here, see again, this shows how smart you are. We're not a company, moron. We're an event fundraising group.
Yeah, well, I'll end your stupid fundraiser.
We'll come in here and take your belt, boy.
I'll take your belt, and I'll freaking throw it in the garbage can where you belong, you freaking moron.
You aren't even a cruiserweight, so you can't take one belt, so there's how stupid you really are.
Oh, I'll find a way to take it. Mm-hmm. I take anything I want, boy.
Okay. We'll come find out in July.
I won't even show up in July.
Then don't show up. That's not my problem. You'll be one belt less if you don't show up.
And I'll still have the belt, you stupid moron.
And who are you calling janitor, boy?
What? Someone was talking to you? I don't think anybody was talking to you, Virgil. I was talking to Playboy.
You see, that's where you're wrong, because Chris Kane didn't put his hands on me at all, you stupid moron.
Why? Because you rolled out of the ring like a little girl and skated away with your tail between your legs.
No, that's smart strategy, you stupid moron.
Hell, the woman over here on the top left did more fighting than you did.
Hey, you don't talk about her. You don't ever put her name in your mouth, you idiot.
I didn't put her name in my mouth. I said woman.
You don't talk about her at all. You don't put woman in your mouth. You don't put Nikki in your mouth. You keep her out of this, boy.
Why? She did more fighting than you did.
I'll smack the rest of the little bit of hair you got on your head right off of it.
I've got a lot more hair on the top of my dome than you do, buddy.
You're lucky I didn't go over there and smack you, Jason Wells, or Sage Ramsey.
You knew it. You knew if you crossed that barricade, you were in for a major butt whooping.
You guys just come to NGW because you want to see real talent like me. That's what you want to come see. You don't could care less about anybody else but me. That's why my phone's been ringing off the hook from the freaking Wrestling for a Cure, because they want real man there to actually put an attendance in that building.
Real man. If you was a real man, you would have came out by yourself.
As a matter of fact, I did come out by myself, you idiot.
No, you didn't.
I cast in. I smashed Dexter's head in the mat. Luckily, it wasn't you. and I got the 1, 2, 3. That idiot right there counted the 1, 2, 3. Four Eyes, pasty boy who wears a thong, counted the 1, 2, 3, and I looked right at Ricky Cruz's eyes, just smiling at him as he counted the 1, 2, 3.
No, I don't think it came out by yourself.
It is called strategy. Too bad you couldn't think about that, could you? Huh? Absolutely not. How was your wrestling career? Oh, hey, nothing is better than this one right here, boy. Huh?
I'm going to tell you one thing, and I'm going to let you have your little moment so you can keep running this like you guys always do, because that's all you guys always do. Not one of you actually step up to the plate to do anything about it, except a whole group of you. You guys are like the what do they call that? The backyard alley bullies. That's what I'm going to call you from now on, okay? Just remember this, Playboy. If it wasn't for the 8 other people that you have to keep switching in and out of your little group every single time that you go to a wrestling company, whether it's north, south, east, or west, you wouldn't have a title around your waist one bit or one other time anyway, so it doesn't matter. And again, she did more fighting than you did. Gentlemen, I'll see you guys in July, and just make sure you show up, and you might want to read that fine print.
You got something Scott, coming too, boy.
Scott, Justin, just I appreciate remember that. It. Whatever, Virgil. I'm not scared of you either.
Yeah, get off, right. Pod- so- get off my podcast. Get off my podcast, you stupid moron. Boy.
Freaking idiot.
Who allowed that freaking moron on here? Scott, it's your fault.
Scott, you put him on here?
Actually, that was my fault. So I will take responsibility for that one.
Well, I got news for Mr. Timothy Givens. I'm not showing up July the 12th.
Well, okay, you didn't read the contract, because the contract says if you do not defend the title at Wrestling for a Cure, you will be stripped of the NCAA Heavyweight Championship.
We make our own contract. Playboy does what he wants, when he wants. So that is the bottom line. So
the contract has been signed.
I haven't signed that piece of paper at all.
Somebody didn't sign nothing.
Who's going to strip me, Scott? Absolutely. You really think Phoenix is going to do something? She's lucky that Nikki hasn't gotten a hold of her yet.
We'll have our time.
What do you got to say,
why don't
cameraman?
You just shut up for a little bit?
Yeah,
hey, let cameraman. Can you talk or what? Are you just going to let this fat boy talk?
No, I'm honestly kind of enjoying you ripping Scott
here.
Talk
about
it.
Talk about us, camera guy. Come on.
Talk about PYT. Talk. Let these people know how great we are. Please, please.
Well, yo, I can certainly do that because I actually have a wonderful profile card here of PYT.
Oh, look at this.
Look at that.
A lot of great facts here, starting out with the greatest faction in wrestling today. Playboy is a one-time NGW Heavyweight Champion, and Tobias is a one-time Lightning Division Championship, will be two-time. First-ever NGW Tag Team Championship, PYT is a collective, and PYT holds both the 2023 and 2024 Men's Wrestlers of the Year with Playboy and Tobias. Mm. And Playboy is also currently IWA Production Champion. Multiple championships against multiple production promotions, past, present, and future. And a fun fact, you are witnessing greatness before your eyes.
Oh, so beautiful. What a great picture,
man.
That is.
Man.
I mean, every fact that you went down the list. And you see, I'm only going to be a one-time NGW champion because that's all it's going to take. No one is going to take this title off of me. I told you that a year ago when I won the IWAP championship. It was going to be on me for a very long time, and not absolutely no one has stepped to the plate and taken it off of me, and it's not going to happen. It's never going to happen.
Hey, who's this Samantha saying that Sid's the real champ? This ain't about Sid. So who's this Samantha whatever?
Don't even get me started about Sid Holland. Somehow the guy gets a fluky freaking win in a rumble, and then all of a sudden next show, I'm going to get my championship match. Sid Holland is the most worthless piece of crap in the wrestling industry. It's a shame. Here you got a guy like me that goes in and busts tails left and right, puts people in the seats. Sid Holland does nothing but send people away from their seat. Sid Holland is worthless. He's a piece of crap. He's cancer in a locker room. His work ethic is pathetic. The guy is – he's an ex-criminal. And you really want somebody – to promote yourself like that? You really want that guy to be a champion? He's done nothing but put down wrestling for Akira the last time he's held this belt for however long. Who cares? It's a worthless title anyway, from a worthless promotion, whatever it is. Timothy Gibbons wants to call it some kind of sponsorship. Who cares?
Yeah, I wouldn't call wrestling for Akira. I'd call wrestling for Akira a great organization looking to help to end childhood cancer. And to the best of my knowledge, the NGW fan base has currently raised over $800 for wrestling for Akira.
That's the only thing that's great about that. And that would be the only reason why I would go to Wrestling for a Cure, because those poor kids don't deserve to have that horrible disease.
Hey, camera guy, why don't you go back to Alex Steele's post? Something about third division of tag titles or something like that. Why don't you go back to that post? Can you find that?
Way up. There we go.
The fam is lucky that PYT hasn't even come in to take those belts, because we take them off them real quick in a matter of seconds. Have you seen the way those two work? They're absolutely garbage. They don't deserve tag. Oh, God.
You say my name too many times, and look what happens, because you are sure running your mouth.
Hey, shut it, Toots. Whoa. Let me tell you something here. This is our show.
You
come in here and start running your freaking guns.
No. Oh, but see, I thought it was my show.
No.
I pay you. Playboy only has that belt because I decided he could keep the right to fight. He is only a champion based on the contract signed by me and him. So you need to put some respect on my name.
You need to put some respect on your champion. What you need to do,
need to get slapped by if Nicky he Monroe earns, is what's going to happen.
As I said in the chat, I will take on Nicky Monroe any day.
You've got a rude awakening, Toots. She's going to smack you from pillar to
pillar. I don't have a rude awakening. Me and Nicki Monroe have a nice business relationship. She stays on her side. I stay on mine. Well, she's not the one running her mouth. The champ is, and you are, Virgil, which I do believe I banned you from ringside. Didn't I?
Listen here, Toots. When I come in that ring and stand face to face,
and I don't back down any time you step to me. And I do believe you're the one that steps back first, sweetheart. So who really runs it?
Will you just acknowledge your champion and just put a sock in the mouth?
Yeah.
I will acknowledge that you have that belt on your shoulder. I will not acknowledge how you got it, because you needed the whole crew to beat one person. That's the champ we have right now. Disappointed.
I'm actually the very first champion in NGW who's actually relevant enough to actually hold the championship. Who's the past two champions? Have they ever been worthy enough? Marcellus Knight, the very first NGW heavyweight champion. Loser. Dexter Roswell, second ever. Or no, Chris Cade, I'm sorry. Irrelevant. Dexter Roswell. Who knows? Some fake politician wannabe. Now you actually have a champion to be proud of. A champion to represent NGW with beauty and knowledge. You guys are all...
And no respect for any of the locker room. A champion respects his workers.
I don't respect anyone.
Us.
Everybody respects us.
I tried to respect you and you threw it in my face. So no, you have no more respect for me.
You see, Phoenix... PYT yes, is dear. Here. PYT is here, and everybody else is down here. Okay? That's exactly where they belong.
Mm. Okay.
And now, after how long has NGW been a company? After all these years?
Close to 3 years.
All these years, you finally have a champion to be proud of. Just like I've made IWA Productions a company to be proud of as a champion.
And that is why nobody respects you, is because you don't hold what a champion should have.
Oh, come on. I'm beautiful. I'm smart. I'm a handsome son of a gun. All the women love me. They really love the hip swagger.
Hey, champ. Hey, Chris K just commented, bud.
Yeah, he's saying that he never lost either of the belts that Playboy is holding.
I'm sorry you can't hack it, buddy. Somehow you lost them, because I have them. WWE now? Huh? You really think you're going to face me July the 12th at Wrestling for the Cure? Hey, will you shut up that damn kid when I'm talking?
My child can talk however he wants because you're not worth listening to. Oh, really? My three-year-old could take you on. Shut up, Virgil.
Chris Gade actually thinks he's going to face me what is it, July the 12th? That's if I decide to go. Because there ain't no one in NGW that has the right to take this off of me. That includes you, Toots. That includes the management. It includes everybody. Now that I'm the champion, I'm above all. We do what we want, when we want, and how we want to do it.
Okay. Not talking to you, champ. Miss Monroe, since you are the woman of PYT, you need to check his email and you need to check the fine print on his contract for being that champion. Because he does not show up on July 12th at Wrestling for a Cure, he loses the belt. That is paragraph 6, page 2. Check it for me, will you?
Hey, we didn't sign no contract.
Contract was signed by Playboy and I have his signature. So.
What?
Did you forge it?
Huh? It's on the paperwork. Nope, because it's the same. It is the same signature that I have on the right to fight. It's the same signature I have on all of his HR paperwork.
That was.
I'll feel free to show it to you.
Timothy Givens forged my signature. Not going to happen. That's just because they want actually somebody relevant enough to actually put people in the seats at Wrestling for a Cure. So they had to forge my signature to get me to show up.
Rainbow.
My championship.
Surprisingly, I raised $850 for Wrestling for a Cure without mentioning you, not one iota. So, are you really relevant?
I am the most relevant person to ever step foot in a wrestling ring.
Keep thinking that, Playboy. Keep thinking that. But in other news, I have to go and be actually a mom. So, Nikki, check that paperwork for me and let me know.
Yeah,
and have a good night, guys.
Put a binky in that kid's mouth or something. Scott, that's your fault for putting her on there, you freaking moron. This is PYT show. I didn't approve that at all.
Oh, I didn't. Oh, sorry. I forgot. My bad.
Hey, camera guy, take him off, please. He's gone. Get him out of here. This is our show. Delete him. Something. Get him out of here.
Oh, hey, unfortunately, I can't do that. That's under our producer's control.
Hey, Scott. Who's the best there is? Go ahead, tell me. Who's the best there is, buddy?
Go ahead, Scott. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Scott. Say it.
Sure, it's on your pasties.
Go ahead, Scott. Say it. Who's the best there is? Go ahead, Scott. Put the hat on. Put the hat on, Scott.
Why?
You got the shirt on already.
I know, and it literally feels like the worst material I've ever felt in my life. I feel like...
Hey, Scott, who's the best? Who's the best? Go ahead, Scott.
Do I have to say it?
Yes, you have to say it. Say it in front of everybody. Go ahead, Scott.
You promised you'd say it, Scott.
Oh, Herman is the best. I like that one, but that's better. Herman's the best.
No.
Oh, no, the other thing. Okay. All right, fine. I said last week that if PYT walks out of Battle Lines with gold, I'd come on and say PYT is the greatest faction in all the Midwest.
There. Wait,
say it like you mean it.
Yeah,
I did.
Say it like you mean it, Scott. Say it like you mean it.
Okay, hold on. Let me see if I can say this without actually. PYT. Okay, hold on. I'm gonna get it here in a minute. Hold on. PYT is the.
Scott,
PYT is the greatest. All right, PYT is the greatest faction in the world.
Wrestling for a Cure is the best. Hey, Timothy Givens, why don't you just shut up? Because we are the best, and Wrestling for a Cure is garbage.
What'd you do with our champ?
Yeah, did you take our champ out of here?
I think we had some connection difficulties there. Here we go. The champ is back.
Don't you ever delete him off this chat podcast again. You got that?
Scott? Oh, I hit it. I hit the wrong.
What'd you do, Scott? You idiot.
Freaking moron.
Donde? No, not that cord. Okay, sorry. It's Donde's in here.
Say it again now. He's back.
It's Donde. Donde's over here pulling cords. Donde, stop. It ain't
Scott,
me.
Say Donde. It. Say it. Who's the best?
Oh, my gosh. I can't. I will throw up if I had to say
Who's
it.
Who's the best,
Come
Scott.
On, Scott.
Say it like you mean it.
All right, fine. Let me see if I can get to it again. PYT is the greatest faction in the world.
No, okay. Say it like you mean it.
I said
say it like you mean it, you idiot. Say it like you mean it.
Meant it.
Okay. PYT. Let me see. Hold on. When I wrote it down. PYT is the greatest faction in the Midwest. Okay. That's what, yeah.
I in said the world. In the world.
In the world. Okay. That was a typo. Hold on. In the world. Okay. Gotcha. I got it fixed now.
You're an idiot, Scott. So, camera guy,
how's the ratings now? We got everybody in the chat room, don't we? Huh? Because PYT is on the show.
Everything's popping off here tonight.
Of course.
So you got the two-letter name, Bo, in the chat room, huh?
Because unfortunately, he wasn't there to see me win both belts, was he? Huh? Because he was ashamed. He was ashamed to even show up. Because he knew I'd smack him and take his woman right off his hands.
Yeah, we got Chris in the chat saying that you are the worst, Scott.
Oh, okay.
And who's the best, Scott? Who's the best? Who sucks now?
PYT.
You just said PYT. Scott.
Well, that's what you said. You said who? Oh, my bad. I was just going along with it.
You're an idiot. You are such an idiot.
Wow, Scott.
You have done nothing but ruin this podcast, this show, whatever, by figuring out how to get in this show. This was supposed to be a PYT night. PYT only.
Well, you know, plans change. Carb said subject to change, I guess so.
That's Blair.
So, matter of fact, did you see that video package, Mr. Cameraman?
Yeah, the package that you insisted I put together for you.
Yeah, can you roll the video package, please?
I certainly can. Just one second,
Scott.
Here.
You may want to watch this, you moron.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's been a lot of heat on NGW head official Scott Cross lately, as the hashtag Scott's Fault movement continues to gain momentum. The accusation? That Scott counts faster when members of PYT are involved. For his part, Scott claims.
I don't care. My counts are way faster for PYT.
Here, Scott, slow count on Playboy. Here, Scott Fast. Count on Playboy.
Dale! Just have him here. I know nobody trusts me with sharp objects.
Proof that Scott is trying to screw PYT?
Now, there we have it, Scott. There is proof. There is proof right there that you count slow for me, and then when I get pinned, you want to count 1, 2, 3. That's the proof. It's your fault. Hashtag Scott's fault.
That had more.
That is video proof right there. Plain as day.
That's not the video package I put together. I don't. Hold on. Let me.
No, that's the video package. That's the right one.
No, that's not. Okay, hold on. Okay, I see it.
No,
I think I should be the one that says, don't play this one. 1 second here. There's been a lot of heat on NGW head official Scott Cross lately, as the hashtag Scott's Fault movement continues to gain momentum. The accusation that Scott counts faster when members of PYT are involved. For his part, Scott denies these claims.
I don't care what PYT thinks. My counts are legit, and they're right on cue. And I'm not going any faster for PYT. I don't care if he's a champion or not. I'm not doing it.
But tonight, we're putting it to the test with evidence. Let's rewind to NGW Battle Lines. In this burst photo sequence, Ricky Cruz is going for a pinfall on Dexter Roswell. In this frame, we see Scott's hand hitting the mat for the two count. By frame five, it would have been a three, but Dexter kicked out just in time. Now, compare that to Playboy's pin on Dexter. Once again, Scott's hand hits for the second count, but this time, frame five shows his hand just starting to come down for the third. The actual three count lands at frame seven. At first glance, that does look like a slower count. So is this proof that Scott is trying to screw PYT? Not quite. Because here's the catch. Scott had just been yanked out of the ring by PYT moments before and was still dazed and recovering. So, the final verdict? Yes, the second count was slower, but not because of bias, but because of PYT's own actions.
Hey, I told you not to. That is the wrong. That is a. You edited that. You edited
that. Why did you
that
play
video.
That?
That was said not to play for a reason.
Because that was the video package that I put together. You asked me to scientifically evaluate, like I said I would do last week, if Scott is counting faster or slower when you're involved in a pinfall. And that's what I did.
First video proves that he counts fast against me. That footage is from that wasn't even involved in my match. That wasn't even my match.
Yeah. Well, your video is more edited than them putting crowd noises in during PYT matches.
They were checking on Scott. He had lost his glasses. They were making sure his glasses were on. And you want to say that they pulled him out of the ring? You're about as idiot as Scott is, camera guy. Come on.
I will admit I didn't actually capture any photos of Scott being pulled out of the ring, but that's what it certainly looked like when I got around that area.
They were making sure, because I was going for the pin, they wanted to make sure his glasses were on so he could actually see for a change. When he counted the 1, 2, 3, they were just checking on him. They didn't pull him out of the ring whatsoever. They were checking on him. They said, hey, Scott, come here. He climbed out of the ring, came out there. They made sure his glasses were on. They wanted to make sure that he was there for a legit 1, 2, 3 count. That is false information.
We do have another example of Scott's fault that was sent over to me. I can play here.
Veteran move by getting good night, Ricky Snooze. 2, 3. Oh, come on. Ricky Cruz with 2 3/4. That was a slow count by Scott Cross because he got confused and forgot what came after 2.
There we go. There's proof yet again.
You're taking that from Jason Halbert, right? You know.
Well, he's smarter than you are.
Well, you know.
He can at least count to 3.
I don't
know. What can you say about that? It's definitely your fault. And why does every company I work for wants to put Scott in my matches? It's either Scott or Bowtie, and Bowtie can't keep his hands off me. He's about as idiot as you are. Would you guys go to the same reffing school?
No.
I think the first rule they teach you is how to count to 3. Am I wrong? Because you sure the hell can't count to 3 when I go for the pin, but boy, you sure somehow figure out how to count to 3 when I'm being pinned.
Now, in that second video, though, it certainly looked like Scott was doing a consistent count in that other video, though.
No, it was a fast count. It was a fast count. Don't you learn your 1, 2, 3s in kindergarten?
I mean, here's the thing. It's a legit count. You're just mad because you can't get the job done. It takes six of you to get the job done. So you're always
Jerry, nobody's scared of you.
You know, I am absolutely sick of people like you and Timothy Givens and everybody else saying it takes six of you. It takes eight of you. They are only out there to support me. They are only there to support me and make sure nobody else has any outside interference. And here all of a sudden PYT gets accused of every time cheating. And no, it took six of you. Does it take all six of us to make the pin?
Hey, champ. Hey, camera guy, go back to that Timothy Givens comment that he just posted. Champ, read that.
Comment says, PYT is nothing more than very small back alley bullies, nothing more. Always using somewhere from 3 to 6 members at all times. Playboy couldn't do it alone, and we all know it. I think PYT just might have to be banned from ringside in July.
Here we go. He really thinks I'm showing up in July.
Hey,
it's not going to happen.
Givens, you're not going to have to worry about it, bud, because we're not going to show up.
The thing is, if I do show up in July, if I unfortunately show up in July, the only way I'm going to actually even think about defending the championship is if PYT is at ringside. That's all there is to it. There's no ban from ringside. There's no none of this stuff. You guys don't make the rules. I do. If you want me to defend the NGW championship, the only way that that title is being defended is if PYT is there for moral support. And that's all they're there for. You guys are a bunch of idiots that think, oh, PYT is there to cheat. No, they're there to root me on, just like the fans are. They are just an outside attraction. I mean, very good looking. I mean, you've got two big, beautiful tattoos. You've got the intelligence of Virgil giving me, you know, insights of different strategies that we talk about prior to my matches. That's all they're there for, as moral support. That is absolutely it. And you guys want to say, oh, it takes six of them. It took eight of them. Did it take six or eight of us to make the pinfall? No, it was me. I was the one who had pinned Dexter. Scott's idiot counted the 1, 2, 3. He raised my hand. Therefore, the one single man made the pinfall. So therefore, it took only one.
One.
Hey, one thing about that match that I did specifically want to ask you about is this right here. When you see in the photo, Playboy, you're pinning Dexter. You've just got the 1, 2, 3. And over here, we got Billy Ray and Marco Hendricks holding and making Ricky Cruz watch as you successfully get that pin.
Why would I be there? This is what you guys don't understand.
PYT has every right to help Playboy do whatever it does to take the win. And unfortunately, it happened to be a triple threat match. No DQ, no countouts. It's only pinfall or submission. Am I wrong? When a triple threat is made, there is no disqualification. Plus, they were there to show Ricky Cruz, or I should say Ricky Snooze, what a real champion looks like. He wants to talk about how he's been in wrestling for 20-some years, and he's done this, and he's done that, and blah, blah, blah. I wanted him to actually witness greatness. I wanted him to see firsthand of what a true champion in the wrestling industry looks like. So therefore, Billy and Marco held him there and proved to him what a real champion looks like. They did absolutely nothing wrong. Triple threat, no DQ. So now what's the excuse? Oh, it took six of you. It took eight of you. No disqualification. Hey, they could have had friends. But who wants to be friends with Dexter Roswell? Who wants to be friends with Ricky Cruz?
Hey, champ. And then don't forget, Logan Ridge tried to come out and save Dexter.
And what happened to Logan Ridge? What happened to Logan Ridge? Yeah. He got smacked around too.
And then when Chris Cade came out.
Camera guy, don't get on my bad side. I actually like you, okay? And then you want to bring up his name? You notice how Tobias said he had it taken care of, and Chris K turned his back like a villain that he is and smacked Tobias and clothesline and whatever he did, and then wants to hit everybody else. But you know what the funny thing is? He didn't put his hand on me, did he? Because he knows if he would have touched me, that his night was going to be ruined before it even began. So therefore, He made the right move on that call by not trying to put his hands on me. He's just mad that I'm a better champion than he is and ever will be. And July 12th, if I decide to show up with PYT at ringside, I'll smack the living crap out of that idiot. And it'll be a record match because I'm going to beat the guy one punch. He's down 1, 2, 3. I'm out of that stinking town of Springfield, Illinois.
We got Chris K in the comments asking them what happened. You got scared and ran away.
Scared of what? Scared of what? No one's scared of anybody. He's just mad that I've actually made the NGW championship actually look good on someone. What has Chris K done in wrestling? What has he done? What's his resume look like? Oh, he's a graduate of the Bob Orton class of whatever. Who cares? You know how many times I smacked Bob Orton around?
He's also a former NGW heavyweight and IW heavyweight champion.
That's in the past. This is the present and in the future. And anything in the future of the deck of cards does not have Chris Cage's name on it. Absolutely. Chris Cage just needs to go away like he's been. He needs to go home. Nobody's missed him. Nobody's asked about him. Nobody cares about him. And then he wants to show up and act like he's somebody special, taking off the hood like he's AJ Styles. Who cares? Nobody knows or nobody even cares about you, Chris Cage. And now you want to make a name for yourself and you want to challenge me for my championship? Why? Because you actually want to be known in wrestling? You see, people who step in the ring with me, I make famous. Win or lose, when they see your name alongside mine, you instantly become, in a snap of a finger, famous in wrestling. I'm a well-known name in this industry. I'm a well-known name in this area. And when you put PYT or Playboy Double H on any card, the man across the other side of the ring is going to be famous no matter what, just by my name being next to them with the verses in between. So now we've got Chris Cage wanting to make himself relevant in a business where he doesn't belong. He needs to stay home, take care of his girlfriend, take care of grandma, take care of your mom and dad. You don't belong here. And if you do decide to show up July 12th, if I make the call to drive up there, I'm going to smash your head in the mat. And you're going to say, oh, please, Playboy, I'm sorry. But you're also going to put out your hand and shake my hand and say, oh, thanks for making me famous. Because that's exactly what's going to happen, Chris Cage. You're not in my league. You never have been, and you never will be. You're just another name to put stomped into the mat and for me to walk on off as still NGW heavyweight champion. That's all there is to it. So,
you know, we actually have a question for you in chat here from PYT's number one fan, Dardar Monroe. Hey, Playboy, how do you feel about being Playboy Two Belts?
Oh, it's great. It's great. I actually make a name for these belts. You know, my shoulders are getting a little heavy, though. I mean, huh? But they look good. I mean, it's wonderful. Because, you know, when you're the heavyweight champion in any company, you're the top dog. You're the man. You're the moneymaker. And here I am as champion. It's great. Like I said earlier, I've had Fox call me, ESPN, many companies. Hell, even WWE's even called me. And I've had to turn them down. My good buddy Triple H, he understood. He knows I'm making a name for myself over here. But he said the door is always open when I want to make a return, when I want to make a chance to make it at the big time. But you see, he says, oh, Playboy, you're doing so great in the, on the indie scene. You just take names and just beat people left and right. There will always be a door open for me in WWE. See, me and H go way back. Hell, I've got Ric Flair on speed dial. I've got Bret Hart. I mean, why do you think I do the figure four? Bret Hart around the post. Bret Hart gave me his AOK. Ric Flair definitely says, oh, yeah, use the figure four. It looks beautiful when you do it. So can Chris Cage say that he's got people like that in his speed dial? Absolutely not. So how does it feel being two belt champ? Oh, it feels wonderful. It feels wonderful.
Well, you know, speaking of Triple H, you know, Triple H has the moniker of the game. And as you're aware, Playboy, since you've been on this program before, we do like to play a little bit of a game here with our guests.
Oh, I'm going to do the game. I'm going to take over the game show. This is my podcast tonight. This is PYT. See the background, PYT? It's all in pink. I'm going to do the game. And you know who,
all right,
who we're going to play against? Mr. Four Eyes himself, Mr. Scott Cross.
What? I don't play the game.
Oh, it's me. Well, you are tonight, boy.
Oh, let's see. I have a file here called PYT game title. Let's see what this is here.
Let's roll the footage. Are you...
Well, Scott, looks like you're playing Shut Up, Stupid.
Oh, my God. Well,
front and center, Mr. Scott Stupid. Cross. So, Mr. Scott Cross, as you know, there's three questions. And if you do get two out of the three questions correct, you will win a prize for... I don't really care who. Nikki Virgil, pick a prize winner, because we know Scott's not going to pass anyway. So who are we going to choose? Who's in the chat? I can't see.
I can't see the chat
anyways.
Either.
Well, I'm the champ anyways.
Well, we let's do have Dardar, hey, PYT's number one fan.
Let's do
comment.
The number one fan, Dardar.
Yeah, let's do
You're
it.
You're going to play for Dardar, so you better not screw it up, Scott. You
oh,
better
my
answer
gosh.
All three questions right.
All right. Are you ready, Scott?
I mean, these are probably going to be some of the easiest questions in the
hey,
world.
Hey, just shut
PYT
up.
Came up with.
We're running the show.
Scott,
you
shut
just
up,
sit here man. And pay attention to the questions. All Go right. ahead with question number one. I'll take the first one. Mr. Scott, what is the best team to ever grace professional wrestling? Is it A, PYT,
no.
B, D-Generation X, C, the Bullet Club, or D, the NWO?
Hmm. Well, I know it's not A, because that shouldn't even be an answer on here, but I'd probably say, NWO is better than PYT, I think, so I'm going to say D.
D? Are you serious? Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
No, you're an idiot.
Wow.
You are an idiot.
I mean, I don't know. I mean...
Are you sure?
Really?
You. You're darn right. It's A. PYT, you stupid moron. 0-1.
How many voted for that one?
Okay, camera guy, roll question number two.
And I'll take number two. Who really runs NGW? A, PYT. B, Jason Halbert. C, Phoenix Quinn. Or D, the board of directors?
I know what I want to say, but...
This is easy. This is easy.
Fine.
You better get these two,
very
right?
Very easy question, Scott.
Fine. You know what? To amuse you, let's go with A.
Is that your final answer? No. Correct, Scott. Tell him what he's got for question number three. Go ahead, Nikki.
Wow.
It looks like Nikki has disconnected with some technical difficulties.
All right. Well,
okay.
I'll take
it. Then go ahead.
Who's stupid now? A, Scott Cross. B, Ricky Snooze. C, Dexter Who Now? Or D, all of the above?
Well, I know what your guys' opinion of me is. I know what your guys' opinion of Ricky Snooze is, or Ricky Cruz. I don't know why you keep saying Snooze, but... And I know your opinion of Dexter, so I'm going to go with D, because I know what you're going to say, so.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, I guess
Let's
so.
Let's show them. Oh, you are correct, you stupid idiot. You're lucky you got 2 out of 3 right, so therefore, Dardar, congratulations. You have won what, camera guy?
She has won a signed poster for the next show.
Oh, is it just PYT? Because she would love that.
No, it'll actually be everybody will be signing the poster, but PYT will be signing it too.
Yeah, sure.
So, and Scott, when we say poster, we're talking huge posters.
Huge, like the heavyweight champion, huh? So, Scott, tell me, how's your week been? How's your week been since knowing Playboy Double H is the NGW and IWA Productions heavyweight champion? Go ahead, Scott. Let the whole world know how much you love PYT.
Well, one of those could be for now, because in 2 days, you have to defend that IWA Productions Heavyweight Championship against Sin Howard. So maybe after Saturday, it might be Playboy One Belt. We'll have to see.
Scott, what'd I tell you a year ago? What did Billy Ray tell you a year ago when I won that heavyweight championship? In the greatest match of all time. The Finger Poke of Doom match. That match was great. We had you fooled. We had the rest of them fooled. So go ahead. Scott, you really think that Sid Howland's going to all of a sudden get a fluke Rumble win, and then he's going to all of a sudden get his title match against me? And you really think that Sid Howland is on to my level to actually take the belt off of me? Do you truly
you're
going to
play the numbers game.
There is no numbers game.
And you're lucky that I'm not – you're lucky I'm not officiating your match for Wrestling for Akira, because if you guys came out with Playboy, I would eject you guys from ringside.
Is that your phone echoing, Scott, you moron?
That ain't my phone. That's PYT quality.
No, I think it's your phone, boy. You need to fix that or get off. And do you think they're really going to let you in Wrestling for Akira to ref our match?
No, but I'm just saying that they would, you know.
See, the qualifications of being a ref for Wrestling for Akira, you actually have to count to 1, 2, 3. And you don't know how to count to 3, unfortunately. Did you notice when I pinned Dexter Roswell, I had to do the motions 1, 2, 3 to actually help you count to 3? Camera guy, you got a picture of that so we can prove to Scott of what 3 looks like, the number 3?
Oh, we do have the video package that was put together, but the video package very clearly showed that Scott made the 3 count, though.
But with
he
the help
count
of
to 3.
But with the help of me telling him what order to go, 1, 2, 3.
I do remember you counting along with the hand slaps.
Hey, Timothy Gibbons, need a ref for the NGW title match?
Oh, no way. Oh, no. Oh, you really think I'm going to sign the deal for that, you freaking moron? That is not happening. That's not happening. See, there it is. There's proof of facts that everybody tries to screw over PYT. But here we get accused. We get accused each and every match that, oh, it took 6 of you. It took 8 of you. Oh, you guys cheated to win. But here, every freaking organization always sets the number against us. They always stack the deck against us, and therefore we just have to outsmart them. So here you've got Timothy Gibbons saying, oh, let me be the special guest referee in your match. Why? So you can screw me over?
I would have to say, given with Tim being on earlier, that I don't think that he could possibly be an impartial referee.
Yeah, he's not going to call it down the middle, even though the match is only going to last a couple seconds. The bell rings. I kick Chris Cade in the head. He goes down. 1, 2, 3. The match is over. I walk out, get paid, and leave that trash town of Springfield, Illinois.
So we do have Benny Cavini chat offering a substitute. Donde as the ref.
Absolutely not.
No.
And this,
hey, Donda,
this,
you want to rock and wrestle for a cure?
This idiot wants to. This idiot acts like he's in PYT. He wants to be part of PYT. He dresses up as Playboy Double H. The guy is a moron. You really think he can count to three?
We got Tim saying he is a retired ref, but he was referring to Scott Frost reffing the match.
Oh, is that what he? Oh, okay.
Hey, you know what? He's not just a retired ref. He's a retired so-called wrestler. I mean, he couldn't even do crap in the freaking ring when he did wrestle. I mean, come on now. A retired ref? Ah.
You actually have to do something to actually be retired. You see, Timothy Gibbons, you actually have to be a wrestler. You have to be relevant. You actually have to be able to know how to work to actually call yourself a retired wrestler. Or now you want to call yourself a VP. You actually have to do the work, sir. And I use that term loosely, sir.
Oh, you know who does the work?
To let Nikki Jason Monroe ref. Does.
Oh, well, you see, Nikki Monroe's background is referee. So she's had the great quality of being a great referee in that match.
As she was a referee during NGW's first ever tables, ladders, and chairs match.
Well, you see, that's how she came up in this business, was as a referee. But then she saw the look of Playboy Double H and said, oh, man, I got to be with like every other lady that needs to be by his side. And she was the lucky, beautiful lady to walk around with me. And she's done nothing but lead me to championship gold alongside Virgil Holmes and PYT. It's the greatest faction to ever be put together. You heard it from Scott himself. You heard Scott himself say we are the greatest faction of all time.
I think we should hear it again.
Scott, say it again. One more time, buddy. Come on.
I said it enough.
Scott.
I mean, they don't need to hear it again.
Scott, come on, shut Scott. Up when we're talking.
Okay.
Go ahead. Say it again. Go
PYT
ahead.
PYT is the greatest faction in the world.
There. Man.
See?
Scott, let me ask. Are you referring to current faction or faction of all time?
I don't know. All I know is I said I was going to say it. I said it. So
of all time.
Yeah. Of all time. Whatever. All time.
Scott, who's the greatest IWA Productions heavyweight champion in the history of IWA Productions?
Ooh, that's a close one. I mean, I like Chris Thomas. I like Ricky Cruz.
Whoa, whoa, what?
I like, you know, I like those as champion. Scott, oh, you meant like, you meant like, oh.
I'm going to ask you again. Who's the greatest IWA Productions heavyweight champion ever in the history of IWA Productions?
Well, I don't know.
Go ahead.
But I've only been with the company
Scott,
5 years, so I don't know
Scott,
all
in your
the
five
champions.
Years, Scott, in your 5 years, who's been the greatest IWA Productions heavyweight champion?
That's kind of close. I mean, it could be either
Scott
Thomas or Ricky. Oh, you want me to say you? Like you, as in you. Okay, well.
No.
No,
say his name, Scott.
Okay, fine.
Say it.
Double H Playboy. Is
what?
Yeah.
What?
So it's a Double H Playboy. Say it backwards.
Scott, out of the four champions in NGW history, who's the greatest of them all?
Ooh, that's a close one.
Check your pasties.
Oh, Playboy Double H, I guess. We'll see. We'll say that for right now. I mean, it could be after July, could be something else, but we'll see.
You know, you guys
I wanted to get your response real quick because Scott brought up July. We actually do have an extra little bit of footage from Saturday night we can play in reference to your next confirmed NGW title defense.
Hey, Playboy!
Stop!
Playboy! Hey, I got an announcement for you. It took six of you to attack two guys. Well, guess what? I just had a conversation with one person. And at Wrestling for a Cure on July 12th, the NGW heavyweight title's on the line while you defend it against the returning champion.
No!
Who
sucks
now? Hey, Kay, there you go, buddy.
So before you even finish celebrating, it was announced what your next title defense is going to be.
Of course. Of course. Everyone wants to screw me. Everyone wants to screw the champ. And yet again, everybody else is going to be heartbroken when I take out Chris Cade, send him back to the retirement home, and still leave NGW Heavyweight Champion. See, everybody tries to stack the deck against me. It doesn't matter. I don't need eight people to make me win a match. We just outsmart the opponent. I'm sorry that we're just smarter, better looking. It doesn't matter. Chris Cade, you've ruined wrestling, and I'm going to ruin your worthless career come July 12th. If I decide to show up, who knows? You're only going to have to be there to witness it if I do show up. So there's your plug, Timothy Givens, if I show up. To actually face you, Chris Cade, and like I said before, I'm going to make you famous in a matter of 2 seconds. One kick, one stomp, and a 1-2-3.
And I've also just been informed that you will be having a match at Melee and Muscuda 3, but it won't be for the title.
Of course. I didn't agree to it. So what's this match? Do we have this match announcement?
I don't have the details. I was just informed that you will be having a match at Melee and Muscuda 3.
What did I agree to?
Must have a saying this.
Exactly. Exactly. Therefore, see, that's the disrespect we get. We get so much disrespect, and I don't see why. We show up, we do our job, we put people in the seats, and here again, somehow we always try to get screwed over. So here you're telling me you can't give the announcement of the match. So what? So I can't prepare myself?
So
at least if I know July 12th, I can prepare myself for Chris Cade. It's not a lot of preparation, I'll tell you that. There's not much to prepare for. I've seen the guy. I've been in the ring with the guy. There's not much to prepare. He's got like, what, two moves? I can counter him in a matter of seconds.
Well, champ, I guess we just don't show up.
I'll tell you what. I want to know by next week what my match is.
There you go.
If I don't know what my match is, so you get on the phone call, Mr. Camera Guy, and you talk to the upper management, and you let them know that the heavyweight champ wants the announcement next week's podcast, on next week's show. He wants to know who he's wrestling so he can prepare, you know, get the preparation done for his tag match, singles match. You're saying it's not for the heavyweight championship because I have to agree upon that. You know, when you're the champion, you get special hand-me-downs. You make the call when you're the champion. So I didn't agree to defend the championship because we all know July the 12th, I'm going to walk out NGW champion, so it doesn't really matter. But I want to know by next week what this so-called match is going to be. So you get on the phone with management, with the upper management, with board of directors, whatever it is, and you tell them that their heavyweight champ wants to know what his match is going to be at Melee and Muscuda 3. And if he doesn't know by next show, Playboy may not even show up. He may just decide to take the night off.
Well, I'll see what we can get on that there. But you know, Timothy Givens is still in our chat here saying a real champion is always ready for anyone or for anything or anyone. No prep needed.
And this is why I'm where I'm at, and this is where he's at. You see, a real champion always prepares for his next opponent. And that's why I outsmart anyone that steps in the ring with me. I outsmart each and every one. I've outsmarted Ricky Cruz how many times? I've outsmarted Chris Thomas how many times? I've outsmarted Dexter Roswell. I have outsmarted anybody that stepped in. And this Saturday, I'm going to outsmart Sid Howland. There's no way that you can go into a match on an impromptu and be able to prepare yourself for your competition, unless you're me. Because then you know that anybody you step in the ring with isn't up to your level. See, I'm here. They're here.
Actually, I have a notification just in. Per co-CEO Phoenix, we don't want to risk the title changing hands in June. We want to make sure Wrestling for a Cure gets the championship match they were promised.
So wait, so she questioned that I was going to lose in this match come June? Is that what you're telling me, that she's afraid that I would lose the heavyweight championship in a match in June, and that's why they're going to save so that the people could see a match in July at Wrestling for the Cure? Was that even a question in doubt that I was going to walk in as champion on June and lose my belt? Is that what you're telling me, cameraman?
Yeah, well, they were promised the title match with Playboy.
You're telling me that they're questioning their champion and his ability to defend this championship right here, the title that I actually make relevant. So they're questioning my ability to defend the championship in June because they're afraid that I'm going to lose and not be able to defend it at Wrestling for a Cure? That's definitely Phoenix Quinn talking right there. Because if you ask Halbert knows what a true champion I am. He knows that even if I had a heavyweight championship match in June, that I'd still walk away as champion. And he knows that I would go into July at Wrestling for a Cure and beat his former client, Chris Cade.
Well, actually, you know what? We're getting a little bit of something that I like to have here on the show. Breaking news. On June 21st at Melee in Muskuta 3 in Muskuta, Illinois, at the Lou Civic Center, Playboy Double H will be teaming with Tobias Storm in a tag team match against the team of Ricky Cruz and Chris Cade.
What?
What?
What? Oh, so you're telling me they just want me to beat Chris Cade before you can even go to the Wrestling for a Cure? Is that what you're telling me? And how does Ricky Snooze con his way into matches with me? The guy follows me everywhere I go. He's always begging promoters, oh, put me in a match with Playboy Double H. Put me in a match with Playboy Double H. Come on, please put me in a match with Playboy Double H. And now again,
where we go.
Playboy and Ricky Cruz is a 5-star match.
Well, any match that Playboy's in is a 5-star match. That's where you're wrong, Scott. Or a cameraman, whatever your name is. That's where you're wrong. Every match of Playboy Double H is a 5-star match. It doesn't matter who his opponent is. I make my opponent look actually good. I make them look great. Any match that Playboy Double H is in is a 5-star match. So get it right next time you want to talk about just a Playboy versus Ricky Cruz 5-star match. Any match that I've ever been in, Ace Hawkins, I made him look good. We had match of the year because of me. Any match I was in 2024 or 2023, I made. And that's where I was the 2023 NGW Wrestler of the Year. In 2024, I made anybody I wrestled in 2024 a 5-star match. That's why I recruited the 2024 Wrestler of the Year, Tobias Storm, because he's actually smart enough to join and make this group even stronger than we've ever been. And now you're saying that I have to be in a tag match, which is fine, because Tobias is the mastermind of tag team matches, so I have no worries there whatsoever. But now you want to say that Ricky Snooze and Chris Cade have a tag team match against me and Tobias. What for? I mean, what? It was Chris Cade. So I just beat Chris Cade in June so he can wobble into Wrestling for a Cure in July and actually think that he's going to be tough enough to beat me for the heavyweight championship? And here again, I'm going to make these two famous. It just doesn't make any sense. But here again, I'm not surprised. NGW is always trying to screw PYT. They're always trying to screw Playboy Double H. And then they want to reverse it on me and say, oh, PYT's this and PYT's that and it takes this and that. You know, it doesn't matter. At least now that I'll be prepared in a couple months to be able – I've been in the ring with Ricky Cruz way too many times than he's even worthy enough to be in a ring with. And I've beaten him I don't know how many times. So, therefore, I'll just beat both Chris Cade and Ricky Cruz at the same time. That's all there is to it.
I said both 2023 and 2024 Wrestlers of the Year on the same team in that match.
Well, then, I mean, there you go. So that's that, a money
that
man.
Almost feels a little stacked in your favor.
Anything is always stacked in our favor when you got two great wrestlers like myself and Tobias. Is that even a question to even to ask, to even be concerned about? We weren't chosen as wrestlers of the year for any reason, but being the best of the best. And any member of PYT is the best of the best. We don't just pick up scumbags like Timothy Givens and say, hey, here's your gift. Be a part of PYT. No, we look for actual talent, relevancy. We look for guys that know how to work, that are smart, that are good looking, that the ladies love. We don't just put a guy off the street, Timothy Givens or Chris Cade or Ricky Snooze or Chris Thomas. We don't look at people like that. They're down here. We're up here. The newest addition, Chris Cutler, that kid reminds me a lot when I was young at his age. Hungry, determined, good looking. So you add great talent into a group that's already top of the line, top of the chart. We are making record after record. We're unstoppable. And I told you just a few months ago that this 2025 was the year of PYT, and we have done nothing, nothing that has proven that fact, that we are the greatest thing to ever step foot in a wrestling company and a wrestling ring. And 2025 is still early. It's going to happen.
Yeah, we're only 4 months in.
You're darn right.
We're way in.
So what else are we going to have in the next couple months? Hell, we may even run the show. We may even take over NGW. Like we've already taken over IWA. We're going to have all the gold. And there ain't nothing you or that idiot four-eyed man by you, Timothy Givens, and anybody else can do about it. Phoenix Quinn, the same with you. There ain't nothing you can do about it. We're unstoppable. 2025 is the year of PYT, and we've done nothing but prove it.
Yeah, I mean, I have to agree. You are certainly proving your prediction right.
So do you guys have any questions for me? Because I think this podcast has gone a little too long with you two fools on it.
Yeah, but no, I think that PYT has been a wonderful host of this show.
Thank you. What about that idiot next to you? What do you think about this?
Well,
you've done nothing but sit there and be quiet and you know, sit there and not run your stupid trap. But nobody wants to look at your ugly face, the glare off your forehead. You've done nothing but ruin this show when you first popped on.
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
Hey, Scott, before we leave, go ahead. Say it one more time. One more time. Go ahead. Who's the best? Go ahead.
PYT. There. You get your little cheap pop off that?
Cheap pop? Oh, jeez.
So, anyways, we know this weekend at IWA Productions, you are going to be going one-on-one with Sid Holland for the IWA Productions Heavyweight Championship. Besides that match next weekend, where would fans be able to catch PYT?
Well, unfortunately, in May, some little man syndrome guy wants to suspend PYT from South Broadway. Otherwise, we'd be there in May, but, you know, since he doesn't want to give me what I want, we have to do it the dirty way. So you can either catch us at IWA, NGW, or South Broadway over here on the Missouri side. So
and sooner or later, we're already making a name over there. We're going to make a name everywhere we go.
Sooner or later, we're going to take over Broadway just as we've taken over NGW and IWA. So as of right now, you're going to see us at NGW, Wrestling for a Cure in July, IWA at NGW in June, MMWA South Broadway in June. We're unstoppable, so you can see us anywhere. We show up anywhere we want, and we do what we want. And this weekend, Sid Holland, you stand no chance against me. You got your fluke Rumble win. You're going to get your one opportunity of having the heavyweight championship match. You better make it count, because you're not getting another one.
Well, I look forward to seeing you defend the IWA championship this weekend.
I don't look forward to seeing you or Scott.
But thank you for being on High Voltage PYT. I'm sure you have preparation to do.
You darn right I do. I mean, not against Sid Howland. I mean, that guy's worthless anyway. But I've got ladies waiting for me. You know, I've got Playboy things to do, if you know what I mean. Something Scott or yourself don't know about.
All right. Well, you all have a wonderful evening. Thank you again for joining us tonight.
Hey, stay sweet. And oh, one question for everybody who's watching. Who sucks?
Sucks now.
Well, that was fun, Scott. We were a little late to our own show.
If you want to call it that, I mean, I'm just glad that they know how to set hard passwords, because I just thought, what would PYT make the password be? And sure enough, you know, who sucks now? So.
But yeah, that was a wonderful show, and I can't wait to see Playboy this weekend at IWA Productions. And of course, in June, Melee and Mosquito 3 and Wrestling for a Cure in July. Yep.
Some big shows coming up.
Yeah, but you know what? It's been a long one. It's been a fun one. I want to go ahead and say thank you to our wonderful sponsors, Nick's Home Decor, Bi-State Termite and Pest Control, Needful Things Boutique in Mosquito, Illinois, Laser Monkey Engraving, and the Ringside Buffet in Mount Vernon, Illinois. Yep. And everybody, make sure that you are giving us a top rope elbow drop on that like button. And we will see you again next week.